The prophet Jonah gave thanks from the belly of the great fish. Hello, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. Thanksgiving will soon be upon us. That is the official Thanksgiving celebration that's part of our nation's history from the time of our first presidency under George Washington. And then Lincoln did it again. And then in the 20th century, we had another proclamation that became the formal one for our nation. In George Washington's proclamation, he cites all sorts of reasons to give thanks. Of course, he was thankful that the nation was permitted by God to become a nation. Washington's proclamation was in 1989, after the Revolutionary War was over. But Lincoln made his Thanksgiving proclamation in the midst of Civil War. In fact, the proclamation makes a clear reference to that. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, is what Lincoln said. That's kind of like Jonah giving thanks from the belly of the great fish. One would have to think that Jonah was aware that he had been consumed and was giving thanks from the belly of the fish. Was he thankful for being eaten? Well, when we read the prayer of Jonah, we realize that he recognized before that fish was sent by God to consume him that he was lost. Jonah's prayer included these words: "The engulfing waters threatened me, the deep surrounded me, seaweed was wrapped around my head, to the roots of the mountains I sank down, the earth beneath me barred me in forever." So for Jonah, without that great fish grabbing him, he believed he would have been lost forever, possibly for eternity. The fish was not the end of the end, but rather the beginning of his rescue. His prayer continued. "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and in my prayers they rose to you in your holy temple. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord." Thanksgiving is difficult in the midst of circumstances of all sorts. In Lincoln's proclamation, he had to acknowledge things like good weather and peace beyond the Civil War in different nations. But Scripture is quite clear that we should give thanks in all circumstances. There are two references that almost verbatim say that, Ephesians 5:20 and 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all things. So just how do we give thanks in all circumstances, especially when they're difficult? Well, actually, in one way, it was easier for Jonah. It's easier than people who go through things like cancer and divorce and job loss. Jonah recognized that that great fish was his rescue. He was getting a free ride to a future life of faithfulness. That's what he believed. But when we're going through sickness and problems that are enormous, it's hard for us to see those problems as deliverance. The burdens of life are, in fact, helpful. In a recent Thanksgiving Day prayer that I received from my own denomination, this is one of the petitions that included, "For the sufferings you are pleased to send us, for they purify us from selfishness and remind us of one thing that is needful, your eternal kingdom. Glory to you, O Lord." But there is something else that is true both for Jonah and for Jesus. It's not only the suffering that purifies, it is that God is with us in the midst of that suffering. We are not alone. So we give thanks that in the midst of cancer, job loss, or whatever, God is right there with us. And that's certainly one aspect of the passion of Christ. Jesus gave thanks in the midst of his passion. In fact, one of the sacraments is called the Eucharist. Greek for thanksgiving. You may recall the words of consecration that St. Paul recorded in 1 Corinthians 11 about this. "The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body.'" The Eucharist is called the Eucharist because Jesus gave thanks while he was being betrayed. Of course, Jesus, as a servant of Christ, prays to God the Father that prayer of thanksgiving. Because God is with us in our suffering, we are reminded by the Eucharist that it is in part why we celebrate the sacrament. God is with us, and we are gaining strength by communing. The other thing that is true about giving thanks is we are aware of our future. And so Jonah, as he was being consumed by the fish, said in his prayer, "I said, I've been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple." Whatever the great fish is that has a hold of you, there's a bigger fisherman who will snatch you out of the mouth of that fish. It is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our thanksgiving, who has conquered all, and we look forward to our great thanksgiving in heaven every time we endure and give thanks here. This is Pastor Robert Foote wishing you a great Thanksgiving.